I love the role the Preds are on right now. And he is a former Nashville Predator, longtime NHLer, the third overall pick in 1996. Spent a lot of time in Buffalo as well. He is still in the Nashville area. He is a J.P. Dumont, and he joins us on the Andrew Walker Show here in Toronto. How are you? Good afternoon. Thanks for doing this.
Well, my pleasure. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. And we're living vicariously through you Tennesseans. You are a Tennessean now. Can you describe this city and you know your feelings towards your former team right now?
Well, like I said, since day one, since I got here, the fan base always been like tremendous, like you know, supporting their team, and it's always been special to play here. But in the playoff, they always take it to another level, and every time that you think that there's no way they can match it or get even better, they do it. It's always something special playing at home, and especially now, like you know, like at this level than what stage, I will say that. The Preds never been there before in their playoff history, that conference final. So the fans are really, you know, behind the team, and it's a lot of fun. And even now for me, like just being a fan, not even being on the ice, it's been a lot of fun being part of it and just watching it, and not just at the rink. Like I said, it's everywhere in the city. Like you know, I will say pretty much everywhere in Tennessee. Everybody wants Nashville to do good, so it's a lot of fun.
It is. I do find it interesting because as a player, you always, you know, say the right things, right? Oh, I love this city, and the fans are great. And I think the big test, like, when your career's over, do you stick around? And a lot of guys stick around in Nashville. I mean, we talk to, you know, Chris Mason all the time, and, you know, he lives there, and yourself, and, you know, you're coaching hockey with, you know, Jim McKenzie's down there as well. A lot of guys stuck around, like, you know, the kind of you prove it a little bit.
Yeah, but when I got here, there was still I will say that Nashville's always been nice, don't get me wrong, but it was still a secret. A lot of people, they were like, oh, yeah, you know, we heard about Nashville, but now that a lot of people, you know, coming in, that we have a lot more people moving in as well. So it's not that little secret town anymore. Like, you know, everybody really enjoyed coming. And I really believe that the job that the Predators did last year, too, with the All-Star weekend here, everybody, and I'm not talking just about the players, but everybody was part of the All-Star weekend, had a great time here in Nashville, so that, you know, I mean, everybody fell in love with the city. But like I mentioned for myself here, right away when we really enjoyed our time in Buffalo, I thought it was great, you know what I mean, like a great city as well, and it was a lot of fun. But when we got to Nashville, we just, like, it didn't take long before my wife and I decide that, you know what, that's where we're going to retire. We just fell in love with everything about Nashville.
He is J.P. Dumont, 822 games in the NHL, 5 years with the Nashville Predators. He joins us on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Yeah, that doesn't seem fair, comparing Buffalo to Nashville. Sorry, Buffalo, but you're not Nashville.
Well, guys stick around in Buffalo, too.
Do they?
Yeah, they do.
By which I mean...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
The guys that I play with still live in Buffalo, and like I said, like... I was living in the suburbs, and we really enjoy. I spent, like, you know, the last 2 summers there, like, before I moved to Nashville, I was spending the summer in Buffalo as well. It was, you know, there's something special about Buffalo as well. But, like I said, it was really hard to, especially, like I said, my kids were older. I got 2 of my girls were born in Buffalo and 2 in Nashville. Mm-hmm. But everything was set up perfectly for us here, so that it's definitely a great place to raise a family.
Although you trade the Bills for the Titans, I mean, there's not a lot of championships either way. it's kind of a lateral move for you.
But you put those two together and you think about the Music City Miracle. They're kind of intertwined, those two franchises.
Someone had to lose it.
Yeah.
True. It's pretty much the same thing when I was in Buffalo. And like I said, you know what I mean, like... right now, like, I don't like to talk about other teams, you know, like in the city, but for a lot of years, it was the same thing with when I was with the Sabres. And here it's, you know what I mean, like, we win our first game way before that the Titans or the Bills would have won their game. So there's a lot of similarity, like you said.
So it seems obvious now, and I think a lot of people are looking at this Preds team as being – the surefire cup favorite at this moment, and they sweep away the top seed in the Western Conference in round one. But did you see this coming? I mean, they were a wild card team. Did you see this run coming from the Nashville Predators?
No, nobody did. But everybody, obviously, like, you saw that team was getting ready for the playoff run. That's for sure. But, you know what I mean? Like, when you play at the Blackhawks in the first round, you know what I mean? Like, with the success that that team had the last 10 years, it's, you know what I mean? It didn't look too good on paper. But, like I said, the coaching staff did a tremendous job putting a system that will make everybody play at their best. And everybody buy into the system. That's what it's fun to watch right now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, everybody is, like, playing, you know, to their top level with speed. And like I said, you know what I mean? Like, if the other team start to play a little bit greedy, we have those guys as well. You know what I mean? We can play physical. We can play fast. That's something that's really impressive to watch. And like I said, you know what I mean? Like, a little surprise, just like I said, you know, because of the success. But like I said, you know what I mean? That's the beauty about hockey. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not because the Chicago, Minnesota, everything, they were gone, that it's open. You know what I mean? There's a reason why they lost. It's because the other team played better than them. So, like, we're looking right now, like I said, you know what I mean, as a fan and as, like, an old player with the Preds, you know what I mean? Like, yes, you know what I mean? Like, you can see the road to the Stanley Cup final, you know what I mean? It's right there. It's there to grab. It's just, like, we have to make sure that we put a solid effort again and, you know, win the next two games.
This is going to inspire a lot of kids around Tennessee to play, and it goes, you know, further to that, because you guys had some really good teams with yourself and Arnott and Weber and Ryan Suter, and now you're coaching down there. I know you have four girls, so you're probably waiting to coach your son, and then one never came. So, but you're coaching kids anyway. There's Chris Mason, there's Jim McKenzie, and so I kind of wonder, like, can you see the day? Because here, there's Austin Matthews, right? He's the first kid ever to come out of Arizona. When are we going to see the Tennessean Austin Matthews?
No, there's a lot of good young players here in Nashville now. Like I said, like, you know what I mean? Like, the Predators did a really good job when they moved in, like, you know, say, almost 20 years ago now, 98, to put some program to learn to skate and, you know, learn to play hockey. And there's a lot more kids playing hockey. I remember even when I moved here in 2006, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, okay, you know what I mean? It was a little bit different because coming from Buffalo, like, all the kids were playing street hockey. You know, you see hockey nets everywhere, and now you can see that more and more here in Nashville. Like, it's become really, really popular. All the kids in school now are talking about the Preds as well, and the young kids wants to play hockey. So I don't think it will take too long before we get, you know, we get our own draft pick from Nashville as well.
So you're a Montreal guy. How do you think Canadian fans are going to react to the potential of P.K. Subban lifting the cup over his head?
Well, like, I know he was a really popular player back in Montreal with the fans. So, like, I'm pretty sure they're going to be happy for him. And at the same time, they're going to be a little bit bitter about the team and the hockey-wise, but really happy for
a little bit.
PK, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
like, it's all about hockey in Canada. So, but obviously, like I said, like, you know what I mean? Like, I hear a lot of comments and I read a lot of comments about, like, you know, they call that Montreal, you know what I mean? Like, they got screwed on that trade. And I really believe, and I'm really, like I said, like, saying that the both team really, you know what I mean, gain a lot with that trade. Obviously, like, if Montreal would have beat the Rangers and Nashville were lost to Chicago, that would have been, everybody would have said Montreal had the best part of the trade. So, you know what I mean? Like, obviously right now you cannot judge that trade just by where the teams are, because, like, you know what I mean? They bring, you know, those two guys brought something totally different. Here in Nashville now, you know what I mean? Like, that core defenseman with PK, you know what I mean? Like I said, he doesn't have to put that much pressure on himself to make, you know what I mean, to make sure that the defensemen get involved in the play when you have, like, you know, UC, Ellis, Ekholm. And like I said, you know what I mean, like, not to forget about, you know, when on Weber as well, like, here on defense. And, you know, all those guys are playing so hard and so well for the Preds that it makes the game a little bit, it's not easier, but it seems easier for PK right now, just because, like I said, you know what I mean, he can just focus on do with everything right, and the system that he's playing right here right now, it's really good for him.
See, that was a sneaky great move from David Poile, because I'm sure there's a lot of Predators fans, not a lot, but I'm sure some are still new to the sport. It was really important he acquire Yannick Weber, so there's a good portion of the fan base that doesn't know they traded Shea. It's very sneaky smart. Sneaky smart with Dave. All right, so I before we let you go, I got a quick little almost a trivia thing for you. So you were third overall pick. The Islanders took you in 96, right behind Chris Phillips and Andre Zuzan. Quick check, and I could be wrong in this. I think there's three guys from your draft class that are still playing in the NHL this season. Do you know who they are offhand?
Well, I know one for sure. It's Matt Cullen.
Yeah, yeah. Cullen's still going.
Yeah.
And he's had a remarkable career.
You know what? I will have to say I have no idea.
Well, one is pretty good. One is Zdeno Chara. And
obviously, yeah.
And believe it or not, Michael Roosevelt still played this year, so he might be almost done.
Okay.
But there's three guys. I don't know what.
96, huh?
Yeah, I don't know what your excuse is.
We don't have enough time to talk about all the excuses I have right now.
Hey, enjoy the rest of the series. Thanks for making time today. It's a lot of fun. Enjoy Game 4.
Pleasure. Thanks.